So we're going to start with the pasuk, looking at page number 4. The Torah says, "Lusikalel chareish v'lifnei aver usitein mechshol." So the pasuk says, "This is of taking somebody who's blind, is aver, and placing a mechshol in front of him." Rashi quotes from Chazal, like you see on page number 5, the Teres Kahanim, the sources of Teres Kahanim, that a person, he has two examples, a person who's not, he's not familiar, he doesn't understand a certain idea, so he's a summa bedavar, in this topic, he's unfamiliar, literally, as though he'd be blind in that topic, taking advantage of his unfamiliarity and leading him astray in bad financial manner, advice would be an issur deraisa of the neighbor lasitin mishal. That's the first example. The second example, which the Teres Kahanim says, is to advise somebody to facilitate doing an aveira. The language of the pasuk, according to this, if the point is just to say that you should not cause them to do an aveira, the idea of stressing the idea that it's a mikshol, it's a stumbling block, it seems to me that's not really necessary in the conversation. Why does the Torah have to present this iser lifnei iver lo sitein mikshol? You have to put a stumbling block in front of him. We say it's a conceptual stumbling block, not a physical one. Let's say, for argument's sake, most opinions actually seem that the Mechas Chinuch assumes that a physical stumbling block is not the aveira. You're a person walking in the street, you put a piece of stone, a rock in front of him, and he trips. You weren't talking about this aveira, according to the Mechas Chinuch. That's not this aveira. This aveira is specifically talking about some type of interaction with the person. The language of the pasuk is, it doesn't say sitain, which it doesn't say sima to place. It says sitain, which it means to give. So giving implies that there's an interaction between two people. I'm giving him something. I don't give a rock in front of somebody. That would be horrible language to say. I place a rock. The word for placing, Lashon HaKadosh, is sima, to place. If the Torah meant don't place a physical, did not mean it's referring to something physical, it would have said lifnei aver lo sosim mikshol. Do not place in front of an aver a mikshol. And therefore, we assume, the Meir Simcha, the Mechas Chinuch assume that that's not this aveira. If you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, and actually, this is Lois Asei Reish Sadi Tes. In Reish Sadi Ches, which is the mitzvah before, in the last six parshas says, Lo Sosim Domim Veisecho, Ki Pala Nofel Mimenu. There's an issue in the Torah to create dangerous situations. The Rambam says, putting a stumbling block in front of somebody who would fall and hurt himself, you're over the issue of Lo Sosim Domim Veisecho, not Lo Lifnei Lo Sifin Mikshol. Okay, so what is this aveira? This aveira is, in some way, to interact with him improperly. Either giving him bad advice, or enabling an aveira. Now, we use the word enabling. Enabling means that he was not able without you, and now he is able. So you have enabled him. You can also talk about facilitating. You can talk about provoking. There's different ways to say, what exactly is this issur? Is this issur enabling, which requires that he was not able to do it without you, and now through you he is able to do it? Is it just facilitating? Is it participating? Is it provoking? What exactly is this aveira of l'sitein mikshol? And again, it's going to boil down to a little bit, what does this word mikshol mean? If the point of the Torah is don't cause people to do aveiras, so say that. Don't cause lifnei iver bedover lo sigrim l'adam lasos aveira. Like, why is this fancy language being used over here? Obviously, there's a reason why it's being used. So we're going to try and see as we go along this idea of mikshol. What exactly is the concept of mikshol? We'll define this idea of a mikshol. We're causing something to a kishlon. It's something, a person will do something which is improper. That's a kishlon. He was nikshal. He was nikshal in aveira. The language of kishlon is important. It's important idea to understand in the pasuk. The Baal HaTorim, in his inimitable way, and actually this source is usually Baal HaTorim finds very interesting ramazim and hints in the pasuk for halachas of Chazal. Actually, this is a medrash. The medrash says that the word mikshol is written without a vav. So it says that the medrash darshens, it means even if you didn't put a physical mikshol, but you're a miyayitzim, you're just a miyayitzim, that's also usher. So according to Tim, possibly the physical mikshol would be also usher, but clearly the Chazal saw in this pasuk that it's referring to a conceptual mikshol, not necessarily a physical mikshol. Okay, so that's the pasuk. Now we need to explore the parameters of this aveira. So the main place in Shas where this is discussed. After this, I did a count. There's a sefer called Torah Shleima, which is a wonderful sefer, which he finds every place in Chazal where Chazal talked about Lithne Iver, and he has a count of over 20 places in Shas where Lithne Iver comes up. They all come up in a concept of causing an aveira. There's not one place in Shas where Chazal used Lashon Lithne Iver in regards to a physical stumbling block. And even actually the case of being Miyayetz the Ra doesn't come up in Shas. What comes up in all of Shas, Lithne Iver means facilitating an Aveira. Over 20 places in Shas it comes up. It's always in this context of an Aveira. Okay. So, but the primary place where the Gemara seems to discuss the parameters of this Aveira, or one of the primary places, is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah says that you cannot sell, a non-Jew has a prohibition of Avodah Zarah just like a Jew does. 3 days before his holiday, where they were celebrating to Avodah Zarah, you cannot do business with them, conduct business with them. And the Mishnah goes through a whole list that you can't do business with them, you can't lend them, you can't borrow from them, you can't lend them money, you shouldn't pay back loans, you shouldn't collect loans from them. It's a whole series of things you cannot do 3 days prior to their Yom Tov. Tosis, just as clearly as an aside, Tosis points out that the Mora gives definitions of a Yom Tov. The Yom Tov nowadays, in the times of Tosis grapples with the fact that Sunday was a Yom Tov. Every Sunday was a holiday. They did not do any work. They only went, historically, there was laws against it. It was clearly a holiday for them. So that would mean 3 days beforehand, you can't do any work. And there's a Gemara which says any business with them. And there's a Gemara which adds, the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but the Mora adds 3 days afterwards also. So Tosfos says, if you do the math, so Sunday is the holiday, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is the 3 days afterwards, and Thursday, Friday is the 3 days beforehand. It means you can never do any business with Goyim. And we do. So Tosfos grapples with why we do that. So that's interesting, Tosfos. We're not going to get involved in that. Okay, so the Mora comes along and says, what this prohibition of getting involved in conducting business with them 3 days prior to their holiday, what exactly is the reason why this is prohibited? So the Mora, it's on page 7 in your booklet. What is the reasoning behind this prohibition? Is it because of that when you conduct business with them, the Goy is getting some type of financial gain? Or is it because of Lithne Iver L'Sitin Mikshul? So what are the two possibilities? So Lithne Iver L'Sitin Mikshul, Rashi points out, by selling him an animal, he can then take this animal and use it as a sacrifice to his Avodah Zarah. So you have facilitated his act of Avodah Zarah, which is prohibited. He cannot serve Avodah Zarah. It's one of the seven mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach. Rashi points out that there is a Gemara which says that it seems to indicate that the seven mitzvahs, they have not been keeping them. And the person says, you know what? You haven't been keeping it. Forget about it. So Rashi said that's not pshat in the Gemara. They still have the Shem Mitzvahs are still applicable. They still have the responsibility not to do Avodah Zarah. And so you are facilitating this Aveira of Avodah Zarah. That's the problem. Or the Mora says possibly the problem is Harvacha, that because when he does a good business deal, so what does he do? He goes on his holiday and he goes to his temple and he says thank you to his Getchka. He did a good business deal. And there's an issue in the Torah of do not cause the name of Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. So here we have a situation where you're going to do a good business deal with, he gets a good business deal, he goes to his temple and says thank you to his Avodah Zarah, and you've caused that to happen. So that's the two possibilities of the Gemara. The problem is the Harvacha, the profit that he's going to get because of it, or the problem is Lithne Iver L'Sitin Mikshul. The Gemara says, give me a practical difference. The Gemara says the practical difference is the Mai Nafka Mina. What's the difference? The Eastly Behemer today, he has an animal already. If the problem is the profit, even that he has an animal, he's profiting from this transaction, and he's going to thank his Avodah Zarah. The problem is because at least the evil is the mixture. How Eastly today, he has an animal already. So the Mora is assuming right now. The fact that he has an animal, even though you're selling him another animal, is not going to be a problem. So the Mordechai does not explain why. The Mordechai assumes that for a Dabar Pashas, the fact that he has another animal, he has an animal already, you don't have a problem with the Iver L'Sitzin Mikshul. So if the point of the Iver L'Sitzin Mikshul is that you're creating an opportunity for him to do an Avera, there's a Mikshul there, there's an opportunity to do an Avera, he has it already. He can do the Vodazora, he can take that animal that he has and use it as a sacrifice to Vodazora without you. So you can't say that you've given him a Mikshul. So the Mordechai says, that's not the Iver L'Sitzin Mikshul. That's the Mordechai's assumption. The Mordechai then challenges that. The Mordechai says, really? So you're making an assumption that if he has the item already and he can do the Avera without you, it's not the Iver L'Sitzin Mikshul. The Mordechai is going to challenge that. We see in the Sittin say not like that. That means even Mordechai is saying, even though he can do the Avera without you, but in a situation where you are involved in the Aveira, it's problematic. So it means the more is challenging, you're suggesting that the Aveira is only enabling, right? Which means if he wasn't able to do it without you and now he's able, the more says that's not true. Even if you're not enabling, but you're involved in this Aveira, that's also problematic. The more says, where do you see that? Well, Tanya, Amar Rabbi Nosson says, a person should not pass a cup of wine to a person who's a nozer. A person should not pass every minachai, which a non-Jew is not allowed to eat every minachai, to a non-Jew. Tamalorma Rabbi Nosson says, the pasuk says, leif neighbor lishit in mikshul. So the Mordechai is assuming in the question, v'ha-hacha, in Rabbi Nosson's scenario, the chilo yavinan le, shak le'iyu, even if you don't give it to him, he could take it himself. So the example which we were discussing before, person's sitting in a stadium, and he goes to a game, and they're selling non-kosher hot dogs over there, and you're sitting at the end of the row, and the vendor comes by, and the guy three seats down says, can you pass me a hot dog, please? Right? He can get up and get it himself. The vendor can walk over and give it to him. But they're asking you to be the person to pass this. And the guy, you before the game started, you said, what's your name? Oh, his name is Goldberg, yeah. So the guy's name is Goldberg. He's Jewish. And you're passing him a non-kosher hot dog. But he can get it himself. But the more so you see, it's Osir. It says you can't pass the Eber Menachai to the guy. You can't pass the kosher yain to the nozer, even though he can get it himself. So that would be a problem. Okay, so one of the examples that she had on the flyer. So you're an office manager, and the boss comes in. And he says, "Please, call up Dominic's Pizza and order in two pizzas for the office." He's Jewish. There's other Jewish people over there. He can call himself. He doesn't need you to call, but now that he asked you to call, you're calling. So without you, he could do it. But now you're doing it. It's going to be a problem. Gemara says. That's how the Mordechai understands Rabbi Nosson's din. So we're saying, no. Halcha b'mayaskin and the koi betray avri de nahara. The scenario which Rabbi Nosson was talking about was that you are on one side of the river, the non-Jew is on the other side of the river, or the nozer is on the other side of the river, and without you, he can't get it. So it comes out that you are enabling the Avera. Without you, the Avera would not take place. And through you, the Avera is taking place. That's Osir. That's the issue of being machshel him. Because without you, it wouldn't happen. But in a case where, the thought process of the Mordechai, if they're on the same side of the river, which means he can get it himself, just you're actually passing it to him, that's not lifnei iver l'sitzin mikshul. Dekanami, the Mordechai says that we can derive this from the language of Rabbi Nosson. Tektoni lo yoshet, tektoni lo yitei, shvamino. So yoshet means to pass. So why do we use the language of passing as opposed to giving? Passing means you're passing across some type of a divide, some type of a distance. So that's talking about that you're passing to him. I mean, it's a situation where that you're, the more usual lashon of hashata, you're passing across a divide. So the divide over here being the river means he could not get it without you. Oh, okay. So the more is said a very, very important principle in Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver only applies if he cannot do it without you. If he can do it without you, there's no issue of Lifnei Iver. Okay. Halachah l'maaseh, that's how we paskin. Shachnor paskins like that. The Rambam, however, does not bring this rule. The Rambam does not differentiate between Chad Arba D'Nahara, Shrei Arba D'Nahara. And that's a big question of the Rambam. But the Shachnor paskins this assumption of there's a difference between two sides of the river and one side of the river. Okay. Now, we did not discuss the level of concern we have with this individual doing the aveira. So let's say we assume with a non-Jew, we can remember Abraham Nakai, he's not so machmer on Shemitz B'nai Noyach, Mastama, he'll eat it. So we can assume probably the scenario is that when you give it to him, it's definitely going to happen. What's the case of the Kersi Island Nozer? We're talking about the case of that he's definitely going to drink it, possibly will drink it, doesn't make a difference. What's the status of that? So it seems to be a question here in the Rashi and Tosis. Let's look at Tosis first. Menayin Shal Yoshid Adam Kersi Island Nozer. So Tosis says, why did it, if you're trying to find a scenario of the Abram Lasit the Mikshel, so I understand the case of the Abram and Achai to a Ben Noyach, that's a very Bichidish, the Abram applies to non-Jews. I need to tell you that case, Bichidish. But the other case is the case of a Jew to a Jew. Why did you pick a case of a Yayin wine to a Nazir? I mean, there's potentially Taryag Mitzvahs out there where you could have picked, why do you pick wine to a Nazir? Near the Huadin B'chol Shari Serm. It's not only this case, it's any of the Averis. The reason why Rabbi Nosson chose a scenario of wine to another, Mishum the Mistama the Mishti Kaboyale. Why is he asking you for wine? Because he wants to drink it. Kim the Kulyama Khamri Shasu. People, everybody around him is drinking wine. And it's very possible he forgot that he's a Nosson. And he asked for the wine, you have to be very concerned that the chances are very high that he's going to drink the wine. That's where it's a problem. So Tosfos says, Mistama the Mishkan, probably wants to drink it. So Tosfos uses the language of Mistama, probably, it's highly probable that that's what he wants to do. Yisrael Shomer Hoshali the Nevela, or Chazir, or Shum Isser, and the Choshtim and the Hoshaloi. The Jew, another one Jew asked him to pass you that Nevela, that animal which did not have Shechita. We can assume he does not plan to eat it. He's probably not planning to eat it. You don't have to worry about the fact that he might forget that he's not allowed to eat it. And you're allowed to pass it to him, and he'll do whatever he's doing with it. Now, I will do a loy shiroi to lochloy, but obviously in a scenario which, if you know that he wants to use it to eat it, also loy shiroi, you can't pass it to him. But filo hu shiroi, even if it's his item. So it's the non-Jew, it's the Jew over here is planning to do an aveira. It's his item. He says, "Can you please pass it to me?" I said, "No." So the guy orders in a pizza. It's his pizza. He sits down at a table. He says, "Can you pass me over that pizza? You know he's going to eat it." It's his thing. Tosfos says you can't do it. Okay. Tosfos is medayek in the language of the Gemara. Well, the fees there, Tosfos skip a line. Also, lahoshit lemumrim levadasuchavim, people which converted out and became they converted out of Judaism, and now they're not keeping the Jewish religion. They're still Jewish. So you can't pass them a dvar iser. I'll be shehu shalahem. You know they're going to eat it. Who neselam? They can't eat it. The kisol gomer chashinale. They're a full fledged Jew. They get shmatzach and they converted out. Who cares? Luckily, they're still a Jew. And you're passing them this item. It's not acceptable. Okay. Now Tosfos adds at the end, but that this is only true in a scenario of the Gemara, like the Gemara said. If neighbor only applies when you're enabling, he couldn't do without you. So if you have a Jewish person who's not keeping the mitzvahs, and you know that if you pass them this item, they're going to eat it. If they cannot get it without you, it would be problematic. It would be an issue deraisa to do that. So Tosfos seems to understand the flow of the Gemara, the level of concern that we have over here, the concern of Aveira is highly probable, definite to highly probable. Okay, comes Rashi. Rashi says, "Lo yoshid adam kais yain lenozer." Rashi says, "Shema yavel ishtoisay." He might drink it. He might drink it. So Rashi seems to say that not like Tosfos says. Probably he wants to drink it because why is he asking for wine? Everybody else is drinking wine. Rashi says, "Shema yavel ishtoisay." Okay. So he might come to drink. Now there is another gear in Rashi which says Shema Bolish Toisoi, right? But the assumption is, and the Stechemet brings Achrayim, which understand that the point of Rashi is it's only a Suffolk. So we seem to have a machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos that Rashi learns that the possibility, facilitating the possibility of the Veira again, or enabling the possibility of the Veira is problematic, even though you're not sure he's going to do it. And Tosfos only seems to say it's a problem if you have a good reason to believe he's going to do it. Okay. So far we have that machlokes. Let's recap what we have to this point. We'll go back to Bezer Hashem. Now, we're pretty clear that we're pretty safe. So I'm in the stadium over again over here, and the guy's asked me to pass him the hot dog. He get the hot dog without me. He's probably going to eat it. But who cares? I'm the office manager. I'm going to call in for the pizza. Right? They could call without me. So that's the secretary's job. But okay, but he could do it without me. Right? So that's going to be mutter. But a case where a person cannot do without me, this is a very complicated scenario. A woman who's a nurse, and you have a patient which is right now is incapacitated, they can't eat on their own, and you have to feed them the meal. If you're feeding them a meal which is not kosher, you have a problem, because that's the situation. They cannot. Your mamash enabling the veira. That means the neighbor sits in mitzvah. Your mamash enabling the veira. Halacha l'maisa, you'll ask your local Orthodox rabbi. It's called passing the book. Okay. Comes Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and makes things much more complicated. So the Mishnah says, the scenario of the Mishnah is that there's a case, there's a Malacha of Hitzah. Malacha of Hitzah requires, there's three parts to the Malacha of Hitzah. One of the Lama Tetz Malachas on Shabbos is the act of transferring an item from one domain to another, one Rishus to another. There are three parts to the Malacha of Hitzah. The three parts are, the person has to do an Akira, he has to remove it from the domain that it's in. So it means it has to be in a state of rest in domain number one, and it's now sitting there, and I do an act of removing it, uprooting it from where it is. I do an act of transferring it to the second rishus, and I do an act of hanacha of putting it down into a state of rest in the second area. There are three parts of the malacha of hitzah. So the Mishnah discusses scenarios where one person does all three. There's two people involved in the case of hitzah. And some scenarios, each person does part of the malacha. Some scenarios, one person does the whole malacha. So the Mishnah gives an example. And there's an ani comes to the door. The balabais has a loaf of bread in his hand. The ani reaches in, takes the loaf of bread out of the balabais' hand, takes it outside and puts it down. Okay, so the ani did the kira. He lifted it up. The ani transferred it outside. The ani put it down. The balabais did nothing. He just stood there with the loaf of bread in his hands. So Mishnah says that case is potter. The balabais is not chayiv. Comes in more and the more, says we know that in Masechta Shabbos, the phrase potter, used in Masechta Shabbos, always means potter but aser, with three exceptions. The phrase potter, it didn't say mutter, it said potter. Mutter means it's permitted. Potter means your person does not have to bring a korban for that what he did. But it's aser to do. The three exceptions. One of the exceptions is this Mishnah over here, when it says the word potter, it means mutter. It means the balabais is allowed to stand there with a loaf of bread in his hand, knowing that the ani is going to take it out of his hand, pull it outside, and put it down. So he's involved in a malacha d'oraisa, but he's allowed to do that. Tosfos says that's wonderful. I didn't do any malacha at all. The ani picked it up. The ani moved it outside. The ani put it down. I didn't do any of the malacha of hitzah. But what about lifnei iver? So Tosfos says, "Boba the Reisha Potter Mutter." Vim Tamer v'Hakavra Alifnei Iver L'Sitin Mechshol. Very nice that you didn't do any aveira of Shabbos, but the ani did, and you facilitated that. You enabled that. So how in the world would that be mutter? How can you say the word mutter in such a scenario? Okay. So Tosfos says, one second. Maybe you'll tell me the scenario was that even if the balabais was not holding the loaf of bread, the bread would have been on the table or on the ground. The ani could reach in, pick it up from the ground, take it outside. So it comes out, even without the balabais holding it, it could happen anyway. So the balabais is not enabling the aveira. So it should be mutter. And that's the case, which is mutter. So Tosfos says, no, don't you dare think of that possibility. That case is not lifnei iver, because like the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, if he can do it without you, it's not lifnei iver. So maybe that's the case. And Tosfos quotes our Gemara in Avodah Zarah, etc., etc., etc. Mikomakim at the end, right before the end of the last wide line. Oser mitar derabanan, iser derabanan mitar ika shechayv lafrish shem iser. Tosfos says oser mitar derabanan. So even though the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the Isser of Lifnei Iver is only in the case where you are enabling, which means without you it will not happen. But the Torah says that's the raisa. But mid rabbanan, any area which you are involved in the avera, even though he could do it without you, it's still also mid rabbanan. So now, going back to my secretary, he can do it without you, but then that you did it, so that's an isur mesiyeya. You're mesiyeya. Tosha says it's also to do. So Tosha says there's an isur rabbanan in that scenario, a very important Tosha. The Rosh and Tosha in Shabbos says the same thing. The Ran in Avodah Zorah says the same thing as Tosha, and they all say that there's an isur rabbanan. This isur rabbanan is built on what? There's a concept in the Gemara called Lahafrish Miyasir. The Gemara in Bracha says, I'm walking down the street and I see a person wearing a klayim, he's wearing a shatnez, I have to stop him. So Tosfos says, a kavacharim, if I have to stop the person from doing an aveira, obviously I shouldn't be, if I have to, when he's eating the pizza, I say, sir, you know, you shouldn't be eating pizza. I shouldn't be ordering the pizza for him. That's logical, right? If I'm supposed to stop him, I shouldn't be helping him. If I'm supposed to tell him, don't take that kikar, why am I giving it to him? Or why am I letting it take from my hand? So Tosfos says, there's at least min rabbanan. Now, I do want to point out that we're not going to get to in the packet, that the Shaar HaTzion, which is on page whatever, on page 16, says, why is this only the rabbanan? There's a concept called arvis. That's the din d'oraisa. Why is it only the rabbanan? So the Shaar HaTzion asks, I don't understand why Tosfos only calls it the rabbanan. So Tosfos, he says, he's talking about a case, he gives us a very specific case. And the Ritva, actually, over here in Avodah Zorah, and Davov, raises the point, and he says that Arvis and Lifnei really go together. And Hashem will give a share in Arvis, so we're going to talk about that point. So that really is a fascinating point. Why is it only the rabbanan? Why is it not a d'oraisa? But Tosfos, it's clearly it's a rabbanan. Okay, now, so we have a level of a d'oraisa. It's only if I'm enabling. We have a level of a drabbanon. If I'm facilitating in any way, even though I'm not enabling, even though it could happen without me, but if I'm involved in it, it's going to be problematic. It comes along the Shach, and the Shach says a very important yisoy. But to understand the Shach, we need to see a little bit of a point beforehand. So we say it's available without me. How available is available? He could do it without me. So, right? So in scenario, I have the non-kosher meat. It's sitting on the table. He says, please pass it to me. He can get it. He can get it himself. He says, please pass me the non-kosher pizza. Right? The guy has, you know, pepperoni pizza. It's vos, bakalav, everything you want over there. It's, you know, it's good. It's, you know, all right? How many serve me before I ever figure it out? Okay. But he can do it without me. Clearly do it without me. What about if it, right now it's not available? He hasn't, there's no, there's, but on the other hand, I'm selling him something which will be which for him will be problematic. He can buy it down the road. He can buy it down the road. So Marsh has a case like this. So Marsh has a case. I own real estate. I own commercial real estate, and I have a storefront available in the center of town. Highly desirable piece of property. Comes a Jew. A Jew wants to buy it. Wants to rent it, and he's going to open a store there and do business on Shabbos. So I said, well, he can get the property somewhere else. He get a different property, not mine. He get a different property. Right now, let's say, for argument's sake, the only thing which is available, there's something else available downtown, nothing with the type of traffic which my property is going to engender. So if he buys my property, rents my property, he's going to be doing an average of, let's say, 300 transactions every Shabbos, and the other place will be doing only 100 transactions every Shabbos. So I'm going to be facilitating much more than would be possible without me. He get it somewhere else. He get a different piece of property. Right, even better. Right now, he has no ability to sell at all. He has no property at all. Now I'm enabling a possible to do transactions on Shabbos. Without me, it wouldn't happen. And yeah, he go somewhere else. It's what's called available. How available is available? So the Mordechai in page 10 says a chiddush like this. Then he brings, he starts off with giving wine to a Jewish mumer because he's also to drink it. Then he says like this, Mekan Mechiach Bahagan, the second line of the Mordechai, the shaded part of the Mordechai, the mutter lahavoysen bismanazet. You're allowed to lend money to the goyim bismanazet. They're going to take your money, but you lend them and buy a sacrifice and give it to the Avodah Zorah. So why is it mutter? They can borrow the money from somebody else. They come to the Jew to borrow the money. I had a scenario. I'm sure I thought about it. B'shas Ma'aseh. When I first got married, in October. We needed a freezer. So in the local newspaper, there was a freezer available. All right. So I go to the guy at the buy. He says, why is he selling the freezer? He's out of work. He needs to buy presents for his kids for the holiday. All right, so he needs the money to buy the presents for the holiday, so he got to sell his freezer. So that's how I bought my freezer, my first freezer. It lasted me for 20 years. Right? Why did I buy it? Because the guy needed money to buy presents. I'm not getting all my presents for the holiday, mutter or usser. But the guy's coming to borrow money from me to go do a sacrifice to what is our. We can sell to somebody else is available to lend the money. So Mordechai says, that's okay. It's never move it. It'd be a large amount, maybe it's not available, but a small amount is available. He could borrow from me. He could borrow from from the guy down the street. This is another example. I want to sell, we have Rangel's priest clothing, right? Right? So I'm allowed to sell priest clothing to the goyim to use for their Avodah Zarah, etc. He says it's no problem because there's Smith's priest clothing down the block. So he doesn't come to Rangel, go to Smith's. Right? So that's mutter, according to the Mordechai. Comes the Shulchan Aruch on page 11. Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha: you cannot sell something which is its primary purpose is for sacrifice, etc. You can't sell to them, etc. The applications wouldn't apply; it doesn't apply, etc. Comes the Ramah on page 12. And he quotes this Mordechai. Yesh Omrim, Hod Asher Limker Lehem Devorim Hashayachim Levodosim. You can't sell them things which they can use for their sacrifice. Hanodavki Mein Lehem Lach Acherim Ki Yotzevoy. They don't have any other animal. Asher Lo Yuchlo Liknos Mimokam Acher. They can't buy it somewhere else. Avom Yuchlo Yicharlem Liknos Mimokam Acher. Motzer Limker Lehem Kol Dover. So I can have Rangel's priest clothing, and that's fine because they can buy it somewhere else. They can buy it by Mr. Smith, who's not a Jew. That's the first opinion. That's the Mordechai. V'yesh machmirim. Comes the Ramah, says that some disagree and say, no, that's not true. It's Osir. V'nogu l'hokul kusor rishayna. The minig is to be mekel. If it's available to purchase somewhere else, it's mutter. V'chol bal nefesh yachmer la'atzma. But a bal nefesh should be machmer. So we have the Ramah says, if that's available somewhere else, meikir adin, he seems to say it's mutter. It's good to be machmer. A bal nefesh should be machmer. Great. So we have the heter of the Ramah. It's available somewhere else, even through purchasing. That's good enough. So we've answered the case where it's the same item, etc. What about if my item is more desirable? They can't get it somewhere else? We haven't answered that case. That's the case that my property is a much more desirable property than the other person's property. Then we haven't answered that case. But the case where the properties are going to be equal, and I'm facilitating him getting a piece of property to do business on Shabbos, that's not a problem. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach, this first Shach, and says, 1 second. So it says this: the minute to be mekel. Why is the minute to be mekel? Lashon Darkei Moshe says miu b'zman hazeh yesh lahakol b'tam lemekilim lishtat v'imahem. So he makes a reference like this. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says a fascinating din: you cannot become a partner with a non-Jew. Why can't you become a partner with a non-Jew? Because if you're going to get you'll get into a dispute. You get into a dispute. What's going to happen? He's going to swear by the name of his Avodah Zarah. So you cause the name of Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So it's also to become a partner with a non-Jew because of the concern of what will happen if you have a dispute. He's going to use the name of Avodah Zarah. And there's an Isser in Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Lo yishama al picha. That the names of Avodah Zarah should not be mentioned because of you. Okay? Comes along the Ramah over there. This is an Archaim in Siman Kufnan Vav. And it says that nowadays we're Mekel. Why are we Mekel nowadays? Because what's the problem? You're facilitating an Avodah Zarah issue. But for him it's not Avodah Zarah. Because nowadays they believe in the Creator. Ratzel Loimer. Kamosha Kosov Arachaim Siman Kufnan Vav. The Bezman Hazem Mutali Shtatim Imohem. You can become partners with a non-Jew. Shekavanosim Loisei Shemayim. Whereas they believe in a Creator. El Shem Shtatim Shem Shemayim Adav Aracha. They have a Trinity. And they combine together with the Creator another part also. For non-Jews, that's Mutter. That's not about a Zorah. He's not doing anything wrong. For a Jew, that's an Isha Deraisa. Let's follow Yelokha Elohim Achim Al Panoi. Even with a kashrut, he can't have a shut to something else. But for a goy, that's mutter. So for a goy, this is not about a zorah. So what are you doing wrong? So the Shach says the reason why we're Mako in this specific scenario by Avodah Zarah is because they're not really doing anything wrong. Which, with the extrapolating the thought process of the Shach, but a case where you're clearly enabling something which is wrong, even though it's available for purchase somewhere else, the Shach did not say the minhag is to be Mako. The Ramah did not say the minhag is to be Mako in that case. So we have a machloek is whether that case is mutter or not. And we said the minhag is to be mako. Comes the Shach and says that that minhag is very, very specific to a case of a avodah zarah, because it's not really a avodah zarah from the non-Jew. But the fact that he could purchase it somewhere else, again, going back to my, I'm going to sell him this piece of property. Two properties are exactly the same, next door to each other. And he could get a different piece of property, but now he's getting my property. So there's two opinions in the Ramah. One says usher, one says mutter. And there's no final decision whether it's mutter or aser. That's what comes out according to the Shach. Either Shach, the Ramah says the minhag is to be meiko, that's why avodah zarah issues. Comes the Shach and Sivkat Nevav, and the Shach and Sivkat Nevav creates a whole new ball game to this sukkah. We're not going to be able to go through all of the Shach inside, but the point of the Shach is the following. So the Ramah is learning this as a machlokes in the Mordechai, when the Mordechai said that since it's available somewhere else, that's mutter, and he's medayik, and the Tosfos and Shabbos, that it's still aser. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, let's clarify. What are we talking about? Let's assume, for an argument's sake, that everybody agrees if it's available for purchase, that's not a Nisa D'Raisa. Like the Mordechai assumes. If it's available for purchase somewhere else, it's not a Nisa D'Raisa. So why did Tosfos and Shabbos say it's Aser? Why, where the Ramah is Medayik? That's talking about a case where there's a Nisa D'Rabbanan Mesayaya. By the Mordechai didn't invoke the Isra of Messiah. Says, because we're talking about by a non-Jew, and there's always a Messiah by a non-Jew. This Messiah is because I have responsibility for another Jew. Okay, that's why another Jew. So that what Tosfos says in Shabbos, that there's an Isra in Rabbanan, even when he can do it without me, that's only by a case of a Jew, not by a non-Jew. Okay, very good. Comes to the Shach and says, let's take it a step further. What about by a Jew who's a Mummer? The Shach says also, there's always a Messiah. So it means any case where, it means now the Shach is saying like this, everybody agrees if it's available for purchase, it's not an Issa D'Raisa. There's two pieces properties available. It's not Lifnei Yevur, there's two properties available. We can do without you. But there's an Issa D'Rabbanan. But there's a Heter for the Rabbanan by a Mummer. Now that's a very important point. So what defines a Mummer? So the Achronim who argue on the Shach say, what does that mean? A Mummer is a Jew. You have a responsibility to Jewish people. He's a Jewish person. How can you say there's no Isra Messiah to a Mummer? So the Dogam of Ava, if you look on page 12, down on the bottom, in the left column, it's shaded, the last thing which is shaded. Hopefully you have good eyesight and you can read it. Mash'ein came over to Chomer Yisrael Mummer. So the Rishach allowed, there's no Isra Messiah, there's no Isra Rabbanan by a case of a Messiah, by a Mummer. He's a Jew. How can you tell me that you're allowed to help a mummer do an aveira? He's a Jew. So he suggests a pshat on the Shach, a different pshat. This Dogma of Alvei is the Noda Behuda, and the Shach Azarya also says this pshat based on the Tosis. The Tori Evan, the Shach Azarya says it's based on the Tosis in Chagiga, that the difference is the following. In a scenario where the person will not stop, you know, not because, you know, whether he's a mummer or not a mummer, but the reality is he's not going to stop. Your involvement is not, he's not going to stop. So then you have no chiyuv to be mafresh him. Comes the Shach and says, not only do you not have a responsibility to stop him, you're allowed to facilitate. You can't enable. That's an issue of the rice. But to facilitate, to pass it to him, you're allowed to do it. So it means it's not, the issue is mummer versus non-mummer. He's not going to stop anyway. So the guy's going to eat the tray for pizza whether I like it or not. And I can talk to blue in your face, Mr. Goldberg, it's bad, it's tray, but it's wrong. And he's not going to listen to me. It's not the Shach. In that scenario, he's not going to listen to you, you're allowed to pass it to him. That's a very big cool of the Shach. Now, of the Mug of Rum, in page 14 says not like that, and the Shabura on page 16 passes like the Magen Avraham that it's aser. But we have a Shach which allows such a case. that the Shach says, if you know he's not going to stop anyway, and he's going to do it anyway, then you're allowed to, there's no issue with the Raisa, because it's available somewhere else, and the fact that it's available through purchase is okay. That's also called available. The only problem is the Rabbanan, if he's not going to listen anyway, you're allowed to actually help him by passing it to him. So most scenarios that you're dealing with, the Shach is a tremendous kula. The Shach is allowing, it's not a case where it's available somewhere else through purchase. So Mordechai said that's okay, and the Shach is saying that even the Ramah agrees with that, even the Tosfos agrees that case is okay. The problem is, this is the Rabbanan, it doesn't apply to a mover. Most not irreligious Jews nowadays would have this status. You're not going to convince them to stop. So if you're not going to be able to convince them to stop, according to the Shach, you're allowed to actually pass it to them. You're allowed to, so the secretary, she spoke to her boss, and I said, you know, boss, you know, why do you keep Trey? Trey should come up with this, I'm a Meister, Meshuggah, and Meister. Right? So now, tomorrow he says, you know, call Domino's, and, right? She's allowed to, according to the Shach. He could call himself, but now you're calling. You're going to say, yeah, but there's always going to say, yeah, he has a bit of a mummer, because he's not going to stop anyway. That's what comes out of Halakha L'maaseh, according to the Shach. Now, we have a little bit of time pressure, but I think that's a very important start of the Shach. What do we do with this L'maaseh? So Moshe has a tshuva at the end of the packet. The scenario which he's dealing with was a case of a person owns a catering hall, and somebody comes and wants to rent the catering hall to make a kosher wedding, but they're not necessarily religious. They're going to have mixed dancing. Mixed dancing. A woman is not somebody's wife. A woman is a nida. There's an issa d'oraisa to hug, kiss, etc. There's an issa d'oraisa involved over here, and you're enabling this dancing. They're not going to dance without you. They're not going to dance without a hall. They're not going to start dancing in the streets. Right? They go to the justice of the peace. They get married. That's it. They walk away. They go to the hall. They're going to have a whole big festive meal. They're going to dance, and they're going to have mixed dancing. So you're enabling mixed dancing. So am I allowed to rent out my hall to them, and thereby enable this mixed dancing? That was the question which the person asked. So. Rav Moshe has many different angles where he approaches it, but one of the way he approaches it is this Shach. There's other halls available, which means they're not going to. If you don't do it, they're still going to do it anyway. So according to the Shach, if they do it anyway, so you don't have an issur d'oraisa. Right? It's something else is available, so you don't have an issur d'oraisa. They're not going to listen to you anyway. You don't even have an issur d'rabbana. So you're allowed to do it. That's his first argument. Now he does say at the end that the Mogen Rambam is machmer. He says in a case of hefsid, case of loss, you would be allowed to rely on the Shach. Then he comes along and says, "I'll tell you a better argument. There's a fascinating Mishnah Masechta Shviyos. Mishnah talks about the issur of may I sell items which potentially will be used for something which is prohibited." So she talks about a case. I have a plow. It's Shemitah year, and a guy comes up, "I'd like to buy a plow." Now, the average guy wasn't buying a plow because right now it's on sale, and he'll buy it for next year. They didn't have a type of money. So why is he buying a plow? Because he needs a plow to do what? Avodas HaKarka on Shemitah. This is the Raisa. You can't do Avodas HaKarka on Shemitah. So he's buying the plow to be able to use it to plow on Shemitah. So you can't sell him the plow. Comes the Mishnah. Mishnah says that's something which is equally Isser. The main function of this is going to be something which is prohibited. But something which is Isser leheter, you're allowed to sell to him, even though the person is a Choshen al Shvius. So the Mishnah says, let's say I want to give him a sickle to use to harvest. Now, he could use it to harvest his own field, which is going to be problematic because it has it of Shomer. He could use it to go to get from Hefker, which is Mutter. Now, he's a Choshen al Shvius. So the probability is he's not going to go specifically for a hefker field. He's going to use it for his own field, which is shomer. But he could use it for something which is hetter. So the Mishnah, that's mutter. That's mutter. You're allowed to give him this sickle, which he's going to use for an aveira, because he could use it for hetter. What's that hetter? How do you understand that hetter? So the Mishnah Rishonah actually over there says, "I don't understand the hetter. It's a sabi d'raisa l'chomer. You have to be machmer. Sabi d'raisa. You have to be machmer." comes along the one of the Rishonim on Seder Zeroyim. His name was the Mari ben Malki Tzedek. So the Mari ben Malki Tzedek on that Mishnah says a Yesod, which Rav Moshe expands to understand what he's saying is we have to go back to our definition of the word Mikshul. What defines something as a Mikshul? So a plow in Shemitah is a Mikshul. It has no other function but aveir. I want to sell him an animal. The Mishnah talks about, can I sell him an animal? He might use the animal for plowing, might use the animal for shechting it and eating it. Is an animal a mikshul? No, because I can use it for multiple purposes. You know that he's going to use it for plowing. That's a grom and that's mutter. So that's a major mouthful that Rav Moshe just said. Rav Moshe said, the fact that you're being gurim him to do an aveira is not usr. That's not the isr of lithium lithium and mikshul. The Torah would have written, don't be gurim aveiros if the Torah wanted to say that. The Torah said this was giving a mikshul. Define a mikshul, an item which is primarily used for something which is improper. Okay? So Rav Moshe says, let's go back to our catering hall. The main function of a catering hall is not for dancing, it's for the wedding and for the meal. The usage of the dancing is a secondary function. That's not a mikshul. You cannot define the catering hall as a mikshul. Even though you know vadai that's going to happen, even though you know vadai that would not happen without you, it's still going to be mutter, because it's not a mikshul. Ad kam, the chiddush of Rav Moshe in this shuva. Tremendous chiddush, but he redefines the issue of mikshul. Now, I want to tell you that there's a ritva. I got 1 minute. There's a ritva that gets, go back to our Rashi and Tosis. So the Steich Hamed brings from a separate Korban Olitzur. I don't know who the Korban Olitzur is. They point out this is Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Shem Yavolish Toiser, Mistama Yavolish Toiser. Is a Kais Yain for Nozer a Mikshul? If he's probably going to drink it, then it is a Mikshul. If you're not sure, why is it a Mikshul? So there's a ritva later on in Avodah Zarah, which ritva says like this: if you give him an item which is equally iser, it's the iser itself, even if it's a suffix, you may not give it to him. And if you give him the money which they may go use to buy iser, if it's vada going to buy iser, it's aser, because you caused them to do an avera. If it's a suffix, it's mutter. So it's not the item itself, and you're not sure he's going to use it for iser, then is it mutter. So this carbonality surah suggests that's Rashi Shita, Rashi Shami Yavolish Toisle. Once it's the item itself which is going to be used, once even a suffix will be problematic. So it comes out, this head that the Moshe says, it's not very clear that everybody agrees with that. The Pasha of the Ritva is saying not like that. And we have to understand, the Ritva is saying, I agree with the Moshe. Even if it's a suffix, it's also, because this item is a mikshul. But there's a separate issue besides that of causing something bad to happen. Now, I would just suggest, I have 1 more minute, just give me 1 more minute, that I suggest that might go into the prohibition of bad advice. Right? I can't give a person bad advice. Buy this stock, and I know it might go down. I can't. It's bad advice. And suggesting a person doing an aveira is good advice. Facilitating an aveira is good advice. So there are two issurim over here. There's an issur of bad advice, and there's another issur of causing an aveira. The issue of causing a very has to get a shame mikshul, and that needs that the item itself, you're dealing with the item itself. There's a separate issue of causing bad, something bad for a person to do something bad. What? How is that any different than saying, you know, buy the stock? What I do? That's a grama. He bought the stock because of me. It's a grama. But that's an issue. So the report said that's also usur. So there might be a separate issur that of causing an avera milvad the which when it, but the report said that's the only problem if you believe it's going to happen. If you don't believe it's going to happen, that's mutter. If it's only causative, then it's mutter. If it's not vare, but if it's the item itself, even if it's a suffix, the report says it's usur. Rabbi Lapiansky is now going to share a few words with us, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. And Bez Hashem, we will, as you see, these topics are topics which need to be expanded upon. Bez Hashem, we will talk about them further during the year.